The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A little Rick James and Give It To Me, because we're about to give it to you right now in the 735 segment, Mike Gallagher and me.
Oh, I'm about to give it to you.
Well, okay. Well, before you do, this is kind of where I was going with Rick James, because we're going to give it to you in person, and we're inside 3 weeks now. It'll be April 18th. And should I fear this event now?
No.
This is going to be hell for me. I'm teasing. We are going to bring all the love, all the tension, and I am getting ready, in fact, to send to Mike, and we're putting together. So I don't want to give hardly anything away about
what we have planned for that
night, but there will be some memories of when things did not go so well here, or maybe they went great.
Maybe today.
Well, I'll
Rhonda, Matt, roll tape.
We might be able
to use this in a couple weeks.
So here we go, and that is the date, April 18th at the Palace Arts Center, Lancaster Theater, and there it is. There we will be. Mike and I exchanging all kinds of pleasantries and tensions and delicious things, and with plenty of audience input and plenty of pull back the curtain moments. An evening with Mike and Mark. Join us. Tickets on sale right now at 6:60 a.m. TheAnswer.com. Where perhaps that night I will ask what I'm asking now. What have I done now?
Well, no, I love your clarity and consistency and your thoughtful analysis over Nashville. And boy, I got chills when I heard you compare the Nashville response by the police to Uvalde. I didn't realize 77 minutes to 14 minutes. In fact, yesterday we set a record. You know, with our fancy text system, you've got the Patriot Mobile text line, and I've got the MyPillow text line, and we have an ability to send back video clips to people who text us a keyword. And when that video surveillance was released, the body cam video was released yesterday by the Nashville PD. I offered it to our audience because I thought you should see this. You should see the way it's supposed to be
Good
done.
For you. Good
Look
for
at
you.
These two young, brave hero officers who took out the shooter, who neutralized and killed the shooter. And so we had a record. Thousands of people text, and you can still do it. If you text the keyword body cam to 800-655-MIKE, we'll send you back the clip, the video of the body cam video that shows what hero police officers are supposed to do. And incidentally, this is what police do all the time. I know there are aberrations. I know there are outliers. There are mistakes made. There's you know, people. We all fall short. But this is what policing is. They go to the danger. They go to the shooter. They run towards the gunfire and do what they have to do. So again, thousands of people yesterday texted that keyword. And again, there's no charge or anything. Just standard text messaging rates may apply, and please don't text and drive. But if you text the keyword body cam to 800-655-6453, we'll send you back the body cam video, which is quite an eye opener. I want to ask you about something you said this morning, because I was listening very carefully to your monologue and your thoughts about the mental health crisis we're suffering in America. And you're so right. You're absolutely correct. And you said, and now correct me if I'm wrong, and if I misheard you, I apologize. I think you said that we're part of the mental health problem. As an example, we sell guns to people who are confused about their gender. Did you say that?
Yes. Gender dysphoria is a mental illness and should be an instant disqualifier for a gun purchase.
So you are in favor of some red flag laws?
No, not at all.
That's a red flag law.
That would be a red flag law. Then I'll tell you why it's not, because red flag laws are unconstitutional.
Of course they are.
And in fact, they're wrong. Maybe I can clear this up. In fact, it's probably a good idea if I do.
Good.
Because I'm steadfastly against. I mean, there are all kinds of things. All right, how do we take transgenderism off the table? How do we right now learn of someone's mental health history to where it was somebody because of psychosis, somebody because of manic depression, somebody because of something else is disqualified from a gun purchase. How do we do that now?
There'd be a breaking of HIPAA laws, and somebody would have to break the confidence perhaps of a doctor and a patient, which is exactly why red flag laws are unconstitutional. Somebody would have to say, oh, I think this problem, for example, I think my boyfriend might be mentally ill. Oh, let's go take his guns away.
Right. Well, and that's the danger of red flag laws. But that's why I'm seriously asking, and maybe this is a question I need answered. We are certainly the official mental health professionals talk show, the official gun dealers talk show. I have a feeling there has to be some type of self-disclosure. I have a feeling there, and I know people can lie. I totally know people can lie.
Of course they can.
But right now, we do not permit people with a serious self-harm or equally disturbing psychiatric history. We don't let them own guns today, right now.
You're being inconsistent. You're very inconsistent.
I want to add gender dysphoria to the list of things that are disqualifiers.
Of course,
as practiced today.
And that is pragmatically speaking a red flag law. That would be saying that's a disqualifier. That's exactly what a red flag law is,
no,
Mark.
So are you saying right now that there should be no way, and I guess I'm asking for the third time, and maybe you don't know, and I obviously don't, how do we right now, March 29th, 2023, prevent somebody with a serious, disturbing psychiatric history from buying a gun? Whatever that existing system is that's not a red flag law, I want gender dysphoria added to the list of things that will bounce
you from
the
list. You want a red flag law for trans people.
Not at all.
And that's a mistake. And it's a slippery slope. And I understand your strong, deep-seated feelings about the whole trans issue. This has become a powder keg issue and all the drag queen story stuff and everything. If we start saying, now listen, if you're trans, you can't buy a gun. If you're gay, you can't buy a gun. If you're this is the LGBT community. Right. You know, I know you don't agree with it, but it is part of the LGBT community. The T is for trans. And when you say being trans is a disqualifier from being able to buy a gun, I think that's a mistake. That's a big mistake. Of course. I mean, you think because of your sexual orientation or your definition, we've got an admiral right now, Rachel Levine, who believe is qualified to buy a gun. Now you may think that she doesn't, but believe me, there's no normal paradigm where a functioning member of society, this person, this killer, this evil monster. And see, I think the trans thing. Let me just get this out on the table. I think what's been overshadowed is what is apparently an anti-Christian bigotry.
Absolutely,
there are reports that this person hated the Christian school that she attended. She hated her Christian parents. Well, who knows?
Who knows? We don't know names, but I think we have a clue, don't we?
Well, guess what? It's in the manifesto, and they won't release it. Look at this headline, Mark. This is hysterical. In the New York Times, investigators were still searching for a motive in the killing of six people at the Covenant School. I got an idea. Why don't you open up the manifesto?
Yes.
Because you might get to see what the motive is.
We might indeed.
And the fact that they're holding this, and we've seen already the body cam video. Heck, we've seen pictures inside the killer's bedroom. We know they've released, the Nashville PD has released all kinds of stuff except the motivation as stated by the killer. Pardon my metaphor here. That's a big red flag. That's a problem.
My point on all this is I'm
worried and concerned that the trans debate has overshadowed a very real anti-Christian bigotry, anti-Christian hatred. When Dylann Roof went into Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston and murdered those beautiful, loving churchgoers, black parishioners who opened their doors and their hearts to that vicious monster. We didn't have any hesitation. He's a hateful bigot. He's a hateful racist. He hates black people, and he wanted to murder black people. And incidentally, that says there's no question.
Properly so.
So when this young person goes in to a, and incidentally, it was also a church. We've lost sight of that, too. It was a church and a school. This is a church shooting as well as a school shooting. And went hunting little Christian babies and Christian educators. That is an anti-Christian bigotry and bias and hatred. And the media yawns at that. They look the other way.
If somebody had shot up a mosque, it's Islamophobia. Shoot up a synagogue, it's obviously anti-Semitism. But this one. But here's the thing, and you're so right, but you're 80% right. The other 20%, just to make up numbers, the thing that you don't want to do for some reason is to identify a world and identify that it's problematic where we allow people who don't know what sex they are to wander through the world and they believe that the God that created them is bad, that people who believe in that God are bad. It is trans radicalism that fueled this shooting, it seems. And so to kind of let that go and let just some and group it with some other religious bigotry. This is a very specific religious bigotry fed by the radicalization of trans politics. And to be blind to that because we're just kind of uncomfortable about it, we don't want to, that ain't right.
Well, we don't know. I mean, the police have indicated that she had a resentment for the school and a resentment of her parents. The police have not said that the trans agenda fueled this killing, and I'm not ready to connect those dots until we see what was in the manifesto.
And you're right about that. And it's easy to say that they're not releasing it because that's exactly what's in the manifesto, and they don't want to. And I will admit to you in any way you wish that I don't know this like I know my own name, and I'm not asserting that I absolutely know that it's true. But I do know that in this 2023 environment, that look what we have coming up at the Supreme Court on April 1st, the Trans Day of Vengeance. It is an approved narrative in our media culture, in our parenting culture, in our medical culture, that people who don't know what sex they are, that 12-year-old boys who think they're girls ought to be celebrated. And if you stand in the way of that, you are the problem. You are the hater. And a Bible that says that wrong, it says that is wrong, is the problem. We are laying the groundwork to drive people this crazy. We have a world that is creating that kind
here's
of insanity.
Here's a text message that answers your question, and this is where it gets very interesting in terms of your position of adding gender dysphoria to the list of disqualifiers. A doctor is required to report to the authorities if you pose a danger to yourself or others. That's the disqualifier. So if you're going to say that somebody who's transgender should be disqualified from being able to purchase a gun, I'm telling you, Mark, that is a slippery slope. That's a red flag law that absolutely turns into the wife turning in the husband because he might be mentally ill or he's depressive.
I'll never be in favor of red flag laws. Red flag laws are terrible, and that's not what I'm talking about. But you have identified, as you often do, given me a bolt of clarity where I can sit here and spout off some wonderful idea I have. But then I got to figure how it's supposed to work. Because, and I thank the texter, because that is how it happens.
They see somebody
who poses a threat, and then they have to notify authorities and say, hey, Bill Johnson over here may do something harmful. Does that mean that every trans person deserves to be categorized as such? That's a tough bridge to cross. But
it's a leap, and it's also I'm a Second Amendment absolutist, and I admit that. Guns, as you said, and even Megyn Kelly yesterday on her podcast, guns aren't going anywhere. They can stomp around and they can blame the AR-15 and they can blame Joe Scarborough this morning made such an ass of himself railing and screeching about evil Republicans are to blame for this shooting. Literally, here's a former Republican congressman screaming that it's evil Republicans who have got us where we are because of the gun lobby. They always want to blame the inanimate object. They don't ever look at at anything else. But here's what I believe is the Second Amendment, and this is why I disagree with you strongly about making trans a disqualifier. Wow. Everybody okay. should be able to protect themselves. I'm sorry. And if you are LGBT, if you are straight, if you are white, if you are black, every group, whether they're men or women or trans, the bottom line, you get to protect yourself. You have a Second Amendment. You have a constitutional right to protect yourself.
Okay, but and that sounds great in a vacuum. But would you agree with the sentence that says there are some mental conditions that rise to the level where you shouldn't own a gun? There's some mental conditions. Is that a yes or no?
Like the texter said, if you pose a threat to somebody else or to yourself.
So are you telling me that one of the most basic dissociative disorders that you can have, not knowing what sex you are, in a world that makes people crazy by virtue of that, that there's no way to put that onto the list of disqualifiers?
If a medical or psychiatric professional feel that you pose a threat to others or yourself, I'm okay with saying that's a disqualifier. That's about it in my world.
Then maybe the only place we can go. Now, this may be very valuable. And then maybe the only place we can go is, you know, if Uncle Joe woke up this morning and thinks he's a woman, we're not going to go empty out his gun closet. But if there is, in this particular shooter's case, she was in the care of a mental health professional who said she had an emotional disorder. Maybe that would have been reported, and maybe that's a case where we
can do so. If that mental disorder included she posed a threat to others or to herself. And incidentally, according to what we've seen, not a single brush with the law, never had been in trouble before, never had done anything. In fact, I hate to throw this fly in the ointment. Neighbors said, sweet, kind, loving.
Oh, sure.
You know, this is what they always say. I mean, the parents, incidentally, deeply religious, but the mother, a big gun control advocate who was always railing on social media about getting guns out of schools and no armed guards and everything else. Oh my gosh,
nobody said it was going to be easy, and it is very valuable for when you and I gather together here on
it's
the show.
It's a tough issue. Complicated.
I appreciate the challenges because, I'm going to offer it up to the audience and see where that goes.
Good. It's a difficult issue. I don't know that I got I could be dead wrong. It's just that was my gut. I fall down on that Second Amendment absolutist.
I know. Absolutely. And I'm the same kind of absolutist you are, but I also have a sharp list of things of criminal history and mental health history where I go, guess what? That's going to be no, but maybe you've shown me a way where that's just not doable. We will continue, and you will continue with your own show at 10, and we eagerly await it.
Happy Wednesday, all right.
Happy Wednesday. That is Mike Gallagher there for you at 10.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.